What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Do you enjoy podcasts? What about audio dramas? Then do we have the perfect one for you. It's called Atlas Avenue Beat, and I'm the leading man. Who am I? The name's Locke. James Locke. P.I. That stands for Private Investigator. I'm one of the best the city of Kenneth Heights has to offer. I'm constantly on the move, meeting crazy characters, having manly fistfights, and solving the latest cases. Every case is documented in audio form for your listening pleasure. And while I don't know much about the latest technology, I'm sure you do. So, if you're in the mood for a thrilling spoof of the film noir genre, go to 7lam.com or search for Atlas Avenue Beat wherever you listen to podcasts. Yeah, you heard me.
Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 4, Episode 8, The Navigator.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Shit! Gah!
Mark!
It wasn't a thrasher or a shrieker. It was a fucking bear. The bear ran for the horses after knocking me aside. I looked over to see Ava firing.
Ava, watch out!
No!
The bear charged Ava. She jumped behind a tree. The animal got up on its hind legs. I scrambled up, searching for my gun. Instead, I grabbed a big stick. I slammed it against the bear's back. It swiped at me, but I ducked. I hit it again. It charged, knocking me aside.
Mark!
She hit the bear. It turned its attention back to her. Ava ran, but the thing caught up to her and knocked her into the tarp and supplies.
Mark! Mark the horses!
No! God damn it!
The ropes had snapped and both the horses ran into the net. The bear looked back at us a moment.
Mark, move!
But it didn't matter. The bear quickly ran into the woods after the horses, disappearing into the heavy downpour.
Are you okay?
Are you?
What the hell do we do now?
If we don't go after them, then...
What about our supplies?
Fuck!
Mark?
Forget it. It's too dangerous. We'll wait till the morning. I know Ava realized it was our best option, too. Because all she did was nod and make her way over to the destroyed camp.
So often I defied Mark, challenged him, but things were different now. He was right about last night. If we ran off into the woods after the horses, we could have gotten lost, or even worse. We didn't end up sleeping, so we packed up everything early, and we're now making our way through the woods in the hopes we would find Blue and Sugar, unharmed. Mark, your wound.
What about it?
It's bleeding again.
It doesn't hurt.
Maybe I should rewrap it.
No, let's keep going.
Both Mark and I sustained injuries in our bout with a young grizzly. Luckily, they were minor. It could have been a lot worse. I took a claw to the leg, Mark the shoulder. You're lucky it didn't get your neck.
We're lucky it was so adamant about having horse for dinner.
Are we?
Could have been worse.
Are we heading the right way?
We're heading west. Whether that's the right way for the horses, I don't know.
They could be anywhere.
Ugh.
Mark, why don't we rest?
We haven't been walking that long.
So what? You're carrying a lot. More than me, and I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Just for a minute.
Mark sat in wet leaves and leaned back against a tree.
Pretty crazy, right? An alien invasion and we get attacked by a damn bear?
Grizzlies aren't usually this far south.
So the invasion has fucked things up for him, too.
Him? I think it was a female.
A juvenile?
That, too. But it looked scrawny, like it was starving. Maybe food has been hard to come by.
That why it attacked us? Went after the horses?
Probably. I sat next to Mark and rested my head on his shoulder, the one that wasn't wrapped in gauze.
Things can never be easy.
Never.
I'm surprised you're not more upset.
I am. Just trying to keep it together right now.
Don't say things like that. It makes me think you're bound to break.
Mark, I've been on the edge ever since we left White Plains.
We've made it a long, long way, Ava.
I know. You think it was a mistake to leave when we did?
It's hard to tell. All I know is that we're close. Really close.
Close isn't enough, Mark.
I know. We're going to make it, Ava. I promise you. No matter what, we'll get to Ramona.
Why are you so good to me?
What?
Seriously, Mark. I forced you to come west. I forced this on us.
We were going to make the trip regardless.
But it's not just the trip. You've always been this way. Why?
You know why, Ava.
Mark stood abruptly and grabbed the packs.
Come on.
You don't want to rest more?
No, let's keep walking.
Of course, I knew why Mark was so good to me. Mark liked me. I always knew that. But even after everything, his feelings remained. He had feelings for me, and yet he was putting his life on the line every single day to help me reach my fiancé. The more I thought about it, the more I felt sick to my stomach.
Hey, did you hear that?
I did.
Over here. Down there. Look.
Blue. She grazed on a small tree. Her long tail swung, swatting flies off her backside.
That's one.
As we approach, she stopped eating. Her ears pricked up, but she didn't spook. Hey, girl, it's just us. Yeah, it's me and Mark. That's it.
No bear in sight.
She let us walk right up to her. I patted her side and she lowered her head. Glad you were able to find something to eat.
Well, we once again have transport.
Yeah, but is this too much weight? We were both carrying 2 bags. We were forced to leave some supplies back at the campsite.
4 bags?
And 2 people.
I think it's fine, but if there's something you think we can drop...
No, nothing in here. I do have some oats for the girl, though. There you go, Blue. I know you're still hungry. I held the food out, and she used her lips to grab it all hastily. It's okay. I have more.
How much of that do you have?
Not enough. We left the rest behind.
We need to go. Who knows how much longer we have in these woods?
You hear that, girl? A little more, and it's time to go. We rode Blue for nearly 2 hours, meandering through the woods, hoping to either find sugar or at least a way out. We left the saddles behind, but we were able to tie the packs together and hang them over both sides.
We're still heading the right way.
West?
That's what it says.
Mark had his compass resting in the palm of his hand. How much longer?
Hard to tell.
Well, Blue is getting restless. So am I. Plus, we're both hungry.
I mean, looking at the map, it's not easy to tell distance. But eventually, if we keep heading west, we'll hit something. The only thing is...
What?
We need to make sure we stay far enough away from Phoenix. We don't know how it'll look. Our ultimate goal will be I-17. We cross that and stick to the side roads, we'll be okay.
I'm not worried about that yet, Mark. I don't want to get lost in the woods. There's nothing for Blue to eat. And now we're short on supplies.
We'll rest soon. 30 more minutes.
I'm fine with it, but I don't know if Blue is. If we were close to Phoenix, then we were that much closer to Scott. But every time we had a setback, like last night's bear attack, it was hard for me to remain optimistic. I promised Mark I wouldn't push him. I wouldn't rush us. But every day that went by was one more day that Scott could leave. Or worse... Months had gone by, and every town or city we passed was abandoned or overgrown with alien vegetation. Would he still be in Ramona? And if he wasn't, what the hell would I do? What would we do? I looked back at Mark, but he was still staring at the map.
I honestly don't know why I'm still looking at this. You're better at reading maps than I am.
Says who?
Me. Just now.
No. You were always the navigator.
Always?
Always.
Not true. Whenever we were in the field, I was the driver.
No, Mark. You were driver to the field.
And you were the navigator.
Split time between me and Jay. But when it came to navigating the woods or waterways, that was all you.
Ah, because you were in charge of the test kits, right?
Among other things, yes.
What did Jay do again?
He was our runner. Our errand boy.
Well, somehow, you always knew where to go.
I followed the studies, but you got us there.
I think you held a map a few times in the field.
You must be confusing me with Jay.
That's not possible. I wouldn't follow Jay if he was behind Lewis and Clark using Google Maps. He once got lost in a hotel.
Really? When was this?
When we were drunk.
Have to be more specific.
San Fran.
San Fran?
COA?
The rally?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Told you, we were drunk.
Mark was suddenly being all weird. And that's when I realized why. That was the night we kissed. We were drunk, headed back to the hotel, and that's when Mark was telling me about his feelings. When we reached my room, we stood outside the door awkwardly. joking around and laughing about Jay. Then Mark kissed me. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Vaguely.
It was a long time ago.
Not that long. But I wanted the conversation to pass, so I didn't say anything more. And neither did Mark. We took a break when the sun was dead center in the sky. We ate, and so did Blue. We then headed out and made for I-17.
Ava, do you hear that?
I do.
Is that a crowd?
Quarantine zone, maybe?
Hold on.
Hold up, girl. It sounds like a big crowd.
Lead Blue up the ridge. Maybe we can get a better view.
Come on, girl. We ended up overlooking a huge open field that appeared to stretch for miles. But it wasn't just any normal field. Trees were bent, snapped, and uprooted. What the hell happened there?
Looks like a tornado came through, or a plane crash landed.
That's a hell of a crash. Look at those trees.
Hey, over there. People.
Holy crap. Thousands of people were coming from the south, following the stretch of openness. It's no quarantine zone.
Looks like wherever they were staying wasn't working out for them anymore. They're heading north.
Isn't that away from Phoenix?
I'd be surprised if that was a crowd from Phoenix. Maybe a zone just outside the city?
The crowd of people traveled slowly. It must have been hard to traverse all the fallen trees.
We gotta cross.
Now?
No. We can wait for them to pass. Or
what?
We could try talking to them?
I thought we wanted to avoid people.
That's a good idea.
We spun around to see several men coming towards us carrying weapons.
Stop.
Relax. We're just passing through.
You with them?
Of course.
The man who was talking to us had shaggy jet black hair and a bushy beard. He wore a stained plaid shirt over a white tee. His jeans were torn in several places and crumbled up over his boots. Three other men followed him closely.
If you're with them, why are you up here?
Protection.
Is that right?
We have weapons. The people down there don't.
Easy, girl.
Nice horse.
How many people are down there?
Couple thousand.
And where are you traveling to?
Wanna lower the weapon?
Not yet.
Sawyer, everything cool?
Everything's cool. Keep with the group.
The three other men passed by us, unperturbed about the two people who sat on a horse with weapons pointed at one of their own.
See? Not a threat.
That's a lot of trust.
There's a lot of us. No need to be worried. Not about people, anyway.
Just thrashers and shriekers, right?
You call them that, too?
Popular names around military camps.
Camps or zones?
Is there a difference?
We were held in a zone. We're leaving it now.
Military?
Left. Weeks ago.
Why?
They were ordered to push.
Push what?
Push into the city, I suppose. They left us. All that screening for nothing.
What happened to them?
Stalkers.
Stalkers?
You haven't had a run-in with them, have you?
No.
That means you're staying away from the cities. Smart move. But you should be careful. You could get lost in the woods. We were, for a time. But now we have this to follow.
Sawyer, what's up?
Two other men approached from the south. One held a shotgun, the other a rifle.
See? That's what we need. A damn horse. Those fucking things can't short a horse.
They can damn sure kill one, though.
I'm good, guys. Keep up.
Okay, but don't lag. No search parties, remember?
The two men walked past. I noticed Mark slowly lower his gun.
You guys are following this destruction. Do you know what it is?
No idea. Some thought tornado. But tornadoes hardly ever touch down over here, and they cannot do damage like this. But hell, what do I know? I never believed in aliens either.
What else could do damage like this?
Some survivors we picked up on our way said it was a monster.
A monster?
Alien?
Likely, but who the hell knows? Some of these people are batshit. But can you blame them?
Shriekers and thrashers can't tear up trees like that.
I hear ya. Stalkers neither.
What are stalkers?
The ones that beam down, come right out of the ships. They have weapons, and they use them. Guns, basically. Took out the military. Hell, it wasn't even much of a battle.
So, what kind of a monster can do this?
Nothing I've seen. But word has it, those ships flying overhead are harboring more than just firepower and stalkers.
Other creatures?
The man, Sawyer, just shrugged. So when the military failed in their attempt, you took off?
Sawyer, who are they?
Two more people came walking up. One was a red-headed woman with bright freckles on both cheeks, and the other, an older grizzled man with a gray beard and a lazy eye.
Passing through.
You told them not to go the way we just came from, right?
Not yet, but I'm sure they figured that out already.
Well, don't lag.
Yeah.
I'm serious. The others went down to the field. Henry says not to wait on no one.
The two walked off, leaving us with Sawyer again.
When the military failed, a few of us took over operations. But the stalkers started spreading out. And I don't know what those fuckers are doing, but they're building something in the cities.
Building? Building what?
Don't know. But that, along with the alien plants, we knew we couldn't stay long. So we took off.
Where's your destination?
We were going to head for the interstate.
That's where we're heading.
I'd suggest north instead.
Why?
Can't head west now. Not around here.
Why is that?
A fire. Likely from the thunderstorm the other night. Nasty, too.
Fire?
Yeah, and spreading fast. We'll follow this path as long as we can. But who knows if the fire will catch up. We'll head north for now. But goddamn, we hope that we can beat it. Or hell, maybe another storm could help us out.
Do you think we can get past?
By horse? Maybe. The smoke was coming from the southwest. If you want a chance at that's on you, but I'd suggest finding a different way. You're welcome to tag along with us. But if you do, I'd stay away from the crowd. I don't know how they'd handle being around a horse.
You think they tried to steal her?
I think they tried to eat her. Food's scarce, especially with this many people.
Jesus.
Crowd's almost past. I'd better go. Nice chatting with you. Good luck. And if you do plan on continuing west, ride now and ride fast.
Shit. Mark, you think it's that serious?
Hard to tell. I don't see any smoke now, but that doesn't mean anything.
We have to try.
If we do, and we get stuck.
What else can we do? Backtrack? Head north? Head into the city?
No. Whether that guy was putting us on or not, we cannot head into Phoenix.
I don't want to.
We have a big decision, Ava. I know we said we would be cautious and careful and not rush things, but...
But we can't stay here. And you really want to travel with that crowd?
No, I don't.
Then what other choice do we have?
You're right. Only one choice left. So let's ride now and let's ride fast.
We waited for the last few stragglers to leave. Okay, Blue. Let's go, girl.
End of All Hope, written by Robert M. Lamb, edited by Issa Yazdizadeh. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Ariel Hack as Mia, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Chris Dottoli as Teddy, Jody Swenson as Stephanie, Catabelle as Madison, Gareth Thomas as Sammy, Crystal Hall as Lane, Michael Moman as Roger, and Ian Feller as Hudson. Co-starring Justin Alderson, Brian Messick, Sylvester Jeku, Corey Pettit, Brett Wilkins, Amber Simpson, Nora Darling, Joseph Harmon, Mark Karoftis, Megan Austin, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, and Amberlynn Nicole at YouTube.com/Amberlynn Nicole. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for other audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.